Then answered heedful Eurycleia, "My child, what word has passed the barrier of your teeth? You know how steadfast, how inflexible my spirit is. I shall hold fast like stubborn rock or iron. And this I will say further, mark it well. If God by you subdues the lordly suitors, then I will name the women of the hall and tell you who dishonor you and who are guiltless." But wise Odysseus answered her and said, "Mother, why talk of them? You have no need. I will myself observe them well and find out each. Be quiet with your story. Leave the matter to the gods." So he spoke, and through the hall forth went the aged woman to fetch water for his feet, for all the first was spilled. Now when she had washed him and anointed him with oil, again Odysseus drew his bench closer beside the fire to warm himself, but with his tatters hid the scar. And thus began heedful Penelope, "Stranger, there is but little more that I will ask, because the season of sweet rest will soon be here, for those to whom kind sleep will come when they are sad. But upon me God sends incessant sorrow. Day after day my joys are tears and sighs as I watch my household tasks and watch my women. Then when night comes and slumber visits all, I lie in bed, and crowding on my heavy heart, sharp cares sting me to weeping. As when Pandareus' daughter, the russet nightingale, sings sweetly at the coming in of spring, perched in the thick-leaved trees, and to and fro pours out her trilling voice in lamentation for her dear child Italus, whom with the sword she one day blindly slew, her son by royal Zethus. So does my doubtful heart toss to and fro, whether to bide beside my son and keep all here in safety, my goods, my maids, and my great high-roofed house, and thus revere my husband's bed and heed the public voice, or finally to follow some chief of the Achaeans, who woos me in my hall with countless gifts. My son, while but a child and slack of understanding, did not permit my marrying and departing from my husband's house. But now that he is grown and come to man's estate, he prays me to go home again and leave the hall, so troubled is he for that substance which the Achaeans waste. But come, interpret now and hear this dream of mine. I have 20 geese about the place, who pick up corn out of the water, and I amuse myself with watching them. But from the mountain came a great hook-beaked eagle and broke the necks of all and killed my geese. In heaps they lay, scattered about the buildings, while he was borne aloft into the sacred sky. So I began to weep and wail, still in my dream, and fair-haired Achaean damsels gathered round and found me, sadly sobbing that the eagle killed my geese. Then down again he came, lit on a jutting rafter, and with a human voice he checked my tears and said, "Courage, O daughter of renowned Icarius! This is no dream, but true reality, which yet shall come to pass. The geese are suitors, and I, the eagle, was at the first a bird, but now, this second time, am come your husband to bring a ghastly doom on all the suitors." At these his words, sweet slumber left me, and opening my eyes I saw the geese about the buildings, devouring corn beside the trough, just as they used to do.